Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
Have you ever played Follow the Leader? The leader is out front and the followers have to do exactly what the leader says and go where the leader goes. Sometimes they go across logs or under objects. Sometimes they have to run. Sometimes spin around. And other times they hop or they jump. But the followers have to do whatever the leader says. This song is talking about following Jesus and how when He is the leader, then you will have peace and divine comfort. Whatever happens in the journey, Jesus does all things well.
All the way, my Savior lead me, what have I to ask besides? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who I cast in my guard? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here my faith and safe to dwell. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, all the wholeness of His love. Every breath to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to my remortal, when my flight to round the bay, since my song to wither pages, Jesus led me all the way. Since my song to wither pages, Jesus led me all the way.
Let's practice our books of the Bible. We have some new books this week. 1st and 2nd Peter. 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Okay, so I'll say the first two and then you say the next three. Here we go. 1st and 2nd Peter. Okay, now it's your turn. 1st and 2nd, 3rd John. Good. Jude. What's the last book? Revelation. Good job. Let's do that again. 1st and 2nd Peter. Okay, your turn. 1st and 2nd, 3rd John. Good. Jude. Now, last book. Revelation. Should we switch it up? You go first this time. You start with Peter, okay? 1st and 2nd Peter. Here we go. You go first. 1st and 2nd, 3rd John. Okay, what comes next? Good, Jude. And then Revelation. Great. Now, did you know that the book of 1st Peter encourages Christians to stay faithful even if they're persecuted? Do you know what it means to be persecuted? It means where people are mean to you because of your faith, or they might want to kill you even because you believe in Jesus and you love Jesus. So 1 Peter is encouraging Christians to stay faithful, even if there's persecution. When a person is persecuted, they will either rise up to face that challenge, or you know what sometimes happens? They shrink back, becoming weak and scared. So 1 Peter is dealing with those outside challenges, the persecution that's facing Christians. 2 Peter focuses on what's going on inside to help us face those challenges. Now, I'm not talking inside a house. I'm talking about inside your heart. How is Christ helping us to live a godly life? That's what 2 Peter talks about. The Christian life is a journey, and we are constantly growing more and more like Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 through 7 says this, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, love." It's kind of like a ladder. Each one of those things are a step on the ladder. Faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, kindness, and then love. And as we climb the ladder, we are becoming more and more like Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? So here we go. Let's review our books of the Bible. Let's start with Matthew, okay? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Say it with me if you can. Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. You are doing a great job. Keep it up. If you want, review it during the day. You could get a paper and write it down in order and put it in a place where you can read it and see it all the time and go over it. If you have family worship, you can bring your paper to family worship and you can go over it then. Or if you want to look in the front of your Bible, it has a list of all the books of the New Testament. So you can check that out too. But I am excited that we are learning this, and I want you to keep practicing. Let's go to our Bible lesson now. Hello, boys and girls. How are you today? We get to open God's Word and study more a story that Jesus was telling His disciples. And it's really, really important because what Jesus told them applies to us today. So, let's go ahead and pray and ask God's Spirit to be with us. Dear Lord, we pray that Your Spirit will come into our hearts and our minds, give us understanding, help us to learn more, and thank You for this time we have to learn more of what You want us to know. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus was telling a story about three servants. Do you remember that from last time? Their master had given them talents to invest while he was away on a trip. Do you know what it means to invest? It means to put your money to work. So last time we talked about the example of tomato seeds. You might buy a packet of tomato seeds for, let's say, $2. And you put them in the ground, you water them, you let time go by, and as time goes by, the plant gets big, and you have lots of plants because you had lots of seeds. And then each plant has lots and lots of tomatoes, and when they're ripe, you pick those tomatoes and you sell them. Because of that, you now are getting in $100 or $300, however much you get from selling the tomatoes. That is investing. You use money to get more money. Those three servants each had different amounts. The first servant had 5 talents. That's what they called money back then. And the next one had 2 talents. And guess what? They both invested that money and they got that much more. Well, what do you think the man with only 1 talent did? Let's look and see what the Bible says. We are going to Matthew chapter 25, verse 18. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. So we want to find Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Ooh, if you get to Mark, Luke, or John, you've gone too far. Go to Matthew chapter 25. 25 is kind of towards the back of the book of Matthew. So once you find 25, that's that big number, then you're going to look down all those little numbers after it. Those are our verses. And we're going to find verse 18. Matthew chapter 25, verse 18. Now once you read it, and we read it together, don't close your Bible, because we're going to keep looking down further in the Bible to see what else the story says. But we're going to start with verse 18. Matthew chapter 25, verse 18. Here's what it says.
But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money.
So he received 1 talent, and what did he do? He went out and dug a hole in the ground. Do you like to dig in the dirt or play in the sandbox? It's kind of like what this man was doing. He dug a big hole, stuck his money in, covered up the hole, and went on his way. Phew! At least it's safe, right? Well, what did the master do when he came home from his trip? Let's look at verse 19. So we were in 18. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 19.
After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them.
How long had the master been gone? What does the Bible say? After a long time. Then he came back, and he settled accounts with them. Hey, you have my money. You need to give me my money back. That's what it means to settle accounts. Let's read verses 20, 21, 22, and 23. Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to read verse 20, 21, 22, and 23. What do those say?
So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
Well, first, the man who had been given 5 talents told his master that, what had he done? He gained 5 more. Yay! That's wonderful, right? Then the next servant comes, and he was given how many talents? 2 talents. And he said he gathered 2 more. Yay! That's wonderful. Do you think that those 2 servants were happy when they left? I think so. Look at verse 23. Well done, good and faithful servant. He says you've been faithful in few things. What is he going to do now, the master? He's going to make him ruler over many things. Wow. What a neat thing. Then, what did the third man say about his talent? Here we go. The third man, what do you remember what he had done? He had dug a hole in the ground and put his talent in and covered it up. So let's see what he says. We're going to read verse 24 and 25.
Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went, and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.
Uh-oh. Did he have good intentions? Did he mean well? Yes, he said, you were a hard man. I knew that you would sometimes harvest where you had not sown, and I was afraid, and so I went and hid your talent in the ground, so it's protected. Look, here, you can have back what is yours. But what was the master's response? Do you think he was pleased? No. He called that servant wicked. He called him lazy, and he was right. The man could have at least put the talent in a bank, and the bank would have paid the man for letting them use the money. That's what's called earning interest. But instead, he just hid it in the ground where he hadn't earned anything. Look at verse 26 and 27. This is what the Bible says that the master said.
But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest.
So the master took that man's talent and gave it to the man with 10 talents. Did you know that we are just like those servants? That God has given us talents? Maybe not money, but He has given us things that we are good at. That if we use it wisely, then we can be trusted with more. That servant who had taken 5 and had invested it wisely and he ended up with 10 talents, guess what? He then got the 1 talent of the wicked, lazy servant. If we use wisely what we already have, then God trusts us with more. He will give us more. You know, in some ways, this story really reminds me of our time in Michigan. We lived near Flint, Michigan, and something that was very unique and very different about that area was the trash system. Now, many of you might take your garbage or your rubbish out to the garbage can, right? And so you take your garbage out there, and then you put it by the street, and a garbage man comes, and he puts your garbage into the truck and drives away. Well, some cities, they only let you have, like, bags of garbage. Well, where we live, near Flint, people would put any kind of trash out that they wanted. And it could be household furniture, it could be exercise equipment, it could be refrigerators, it could be, I mean, there are all kinds of things. So, we would be driving along the day before garbage day, and as we're driving along, we see all these garbage cans out, and we also see other household items that maybe they were too lazy to take it to the Goodwill, I don't know, but they just stuck it out to be taken away with the garbage. And so as we would drive by, we would see something, we'd be like, whoa, look at that, that looks so cool. And we would stop and we'd get out and look at it, and sure enough, it wasn't trash. This could be wonderful. So you know what we would do? We would go and put it in our car and take it home and use it. But you know what I started realizing? Hey, if I go and pick up some of these things that people don't want anymore, I could turn around and sell it and make some money. So that's what I started doing. And I would post it on Facebook Marketplace and I would make money. It was so neat, and it was so much fun to see how much money I could make off of the garbage that people put out by the side of the road. 1 month, I added it up, and I made over $300 just in selling things that people didn't want anymore. But that's what Jesus is talking about, taking what you have and using it so that then you can have more. Think about the talents that you have. What are your talents? I want you to make a list. You can get a piece of paper and make a list of your talents on one side of the paper. And then leave a little bit of space between them. And then on the other side, I want you to write down how you can use that talent for Jesus. So for example, you might be really good at art or at drawing or at colors or that type of thing. Well, you could do some coloring and you could give it to people who maybe are in a nursing home or don't have a lot of family around. Or maybe you're good at planning and thinking and strategizing. And so you can think up a way that you can help others. You might be really good at music. Maybe music is just really easy for you and you practice and put the time in. Could you play up in front of church? You bet you could. What about computers? You know, I have a young man who has been helping me with this podcast. He's not very old. He's still a kid. But you know what? He's really good at computers. And so he's able to help me work for Jesus and bless you. God wants us to figure out and to talk to him about what talents he has given us. And then you know what we do? We turn around and use that for him. And when we do that, God will end up blessing us and entrusting us with more and more. I want to be a blessing to those around me. How about you? Let's pray and ask Jesus to help us to know what our talents are so that we can use them for Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will give us wisdom and understanding to know what talents you have blessed us with. Help us to know how we can use them to bring joy to people's lives and to be like you. We love you, Jesus. Amen. All right, it's time for our memory verse song. I'm glad that we get to learn the memory verse because we want to hide God's word in our hearts. When we memorize it, it's like it's hidden in our hearts. And then when we need it, God will bring it to our memory. Let's go ahead and sing this song together.
Matthew 25:40. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. give it to one of the least of these, my brethren. You did it to me, inasmuch as you give it to one of the least of these, my brethren. You did it to me.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.